The High Standard for Sanitarium Workers. St. Helena, California, July 12, 1907. Those who are connected with sanitarium work need to understand that the Lord requires the thoughts of the heart as well as the words and actions to be sanctified. If any suppose that they can carry on the work in the sanitarium without the grace of Christ in the heart, they will experience disappointment and sorrow. Only when the heart and mind are in harmony with the principles of truth and righteousness can we cherish a spirit that Christ will accept. Those who sense their responsibility as workers with God in His cause will seek Him daily in earnest prayer, that they may be led and instructed by His Holy Spirit. Satan is ever working to bring his spirit into the work of our institutions, that he may create strife and confusion. There is great need that we watch unto prayer, that we hold fast to the truth of the Word. Oh, what a change would be brought about if all our workers in all our institutions would recognize the eternal nature of these principles, and would weave them into life and character by implicit obedience to every command of God. The Lord has signified that His institutions are to be conducted by those who believe and obey the truths of His Word. They are to be conducted as missionary enterprises, that the truth may be brought before those who have need of its message of healing. Those who accept a position in any of our sanitariums by this step acknowledge their desire to be missionaries, and whatever position they occupy, they will need much of the grace of Christ. The physician and matron and those who hold responsible positions will have to deal with many and varied minds, and for this reason, they will need to reach a high standard of spirituality. Self must be hid with Christ in God. Those who hold positions as nurses, as cooks, and as other helpers need to carry the principles of the Word into the life practice. The grace of Christ is needed for the sanctification of the soul. The workers in our institutions may learn precious lessons from the 5th chapter of Matthew. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Verses 1 to 12. It is our privilege to study the Word of God until we understand clearly our relation to the work of God. Ye are the salt of the earth, Christ continued. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Verses 13 to 16. We need to make straight paths for our own feet and for the feet of others. We need to feel the deep movings of the Spirit of God upon our own hearts. We need to watch unto prayer and live by our prayers. Then we will be prepared to give a true representation of Christ to the world. Think not that I am come to destroy the law and the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verses 17 to 20. When will we consider the breadth and the depth of the work we have pledged ourselves to do?
The Lord has been dishonored by some of the workers in the San Diego Sanitarium. A spirit of criticism and fault-finding has been cherished when the workers should have gathered themselves together for prayer and humbling of the heart before God. The Holy Spirit has been grieved by their lack of consecration and neglect to seek the Lord with full purpose of heart. The Lord cannot vindicate the conduct of these workers, for it was not of a character to inspire confidence in the work of God. Such workers do great injury to their own souls and to the souls of others.